Anderson County leads it here at the end of the first quarter.
It's 17-11. We're going with the scoreboard.
I got a feeling that's going to be correct.
Well, we've been having to score for it. I hope we win by one.
That'd be great. It'll be Collins basketball to start the second. Roberts with it in front court. High ball screen. Loaded left side to Murray. Back out straight away to Roberts in the middle to pull it. Whitney looking to operate, goes up and will draw the foul. I think right there, Whitney will just be aggressive. That middle of that defense is wide open.
He was pushed in the back on the throw by Bobbitt. On the pass, I mean.
Free throw by Whitney, good. But a big turnaround at the end of the quarter. Dave Anderson County, 2 points. Literally, Michelle Roberts was standing at the block when Curran had the ball at midcourt, never moved. Second free throw by Whitney also rolls in. I guess we'll go with Scott. I'll just go with your thoughts. We'll just go with the scoreboard, 17-13. Even though I do think that's incorrect. Collins now with the first down tonight. He's shifted back to his own, playing a 1-2-2. Rogers with it in the corner, out front to Albert. Swing the ball left side to Curran. You've seen this. Curran's left side wide open. You can't leave her, and she knocks it down again.
Literally just never came out on her.
Never even challenged her at the shot. You got to know the personnel.
I've seen her hit 16 of those during one.
And she's wide open. Roberts. Close cross court to Murray. They'll swing the ball back to Roberts. Right back to Murray. Right side. She's open from three and fouled on the three by Rubel. And Carson Murray will go to the line where she'll shoot three shots. I think Jason Booth said this guy's ball-hitting guy's so bad, I'm going to have to call something on the other end. There's not a lot of contact on that play either. Free throw by Carson, good.
I think this little bench has got a magnet there, this little table.
Second free throw by Carson, also good. She will try the trifecta. Mary Claire McGibbon off the bench to the scores table. She's going to check in for Whitney Bullen.
She'll probably be huge here tonight. It's Hannah with three fouls.
Well, Mary Claire played really well the other night.
You think she might see a little bit of Warfield, too.
Third free throw by Carson, no good. So now they have corrected the score, Scott. It's 20-15.
Hey!
Kearns open from left side again, knocks it down again. Libby Satterley might want to get the memo that this girl can shoot and challenge the wing.
Make her put the ball on the floor.
Now the lead back to 8 here, 23-15. Left side, Hayes. Back to Hayes. Hayes throws out to Murray out front. Back to Roberts. Makes the pass to Hayes, now looking to drive. Kicks it to Murray, to Federley on the baseline. She'll float it back out front to Roberts in the middle to McGibbon. Back to Roberts straight away. Left side, Hayes on the baseline to Federley. He's going to try to leave it all for McGibbon and just threw it away. Megan McCurran's coming in the way. She'll just step into a three, knock it down again. That's her fourth three of the first half, and she is on fire. And the lead up to 11, and Collins wants a timeout.
We mentioned how good the player she is, and right now she's on fire. She lighted up early and, you know, during the warm-up, so that was different than in the game.
But right now,
getting a lot of open looks.
I know you got young players, but it makes you think, what goes through your mind? You know what a scouting report has to be? Baker put the ball on the floor, good standstill shooter, and not that one, but the previous two plays, I mean, they just literally threw one pass to the wing and wide open.
They allowed her to get in a good rhythm, and now she's in a rhythm. That right there, she stepped in from deep right there and buried it, showing why she's the 8th region player of the year.
Right now, it's Collins 15, Casey Curran 15. She has 15 of Anderson County's 26.
Michelle Roberts on the other end has got to start taking some shots. I mean, she's wide open at the top of the key and very capable shooter. I know she wants to try to get her teammates involved, but she's going to have to start scoring some points here.
6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Lead now at 11, 26-15. Left side, Murray has it, trying to trap her. She gets out of it, goes cross court to Roberts. Merrill fakes, gets right side to Hayes. Hayes drives and floats across court to Murray. Back to Roberts straight away. Right back to Hayes. Keon throws it away. Ball deflected right into the arms of Mia Aldridge. Left side. Rubel has it. Rubel looks to drive. Nothing there. He gets it back to Aldridge. Aldridge working against King. Still on the dribble. Gets it out front to Rubel. Rubel looking to drive. He will go up and have it blocked by McGibbon. Roberts coming the other way. Going to drive all the way to the basket and the charge. First foul on Michelle Roberts. Michelle would have been better served to kick that ball out. I think it was Carson on the left wing, wide open.
I thought that was a block.
I'm over the officiating at this point. I hate to be a homer, but my goodness.
That was a charge on one end. That's got to be it.
Close. 26-16, back screen to Sims, and she'll go up, lay it in, and draw the foul. That foul will go on McGibbon.
Good catch there by Sims. Gathered herself, went up over the taller McGibbon, and laid it in.
Trini Warfield going to check in. She'll check in for McGibbon. Free throw up by Sims. Good. She now has five. Lead now up to 14, 29-15. Just a moment ago, it was 18-15. Anderson County on 11-0 run here. Roberts penetration in, threw it, almost threw it, should have been thrown away. Curran, instead of just catching it, knocked it out of bounds. Murray will inbound it back in for Collins in the backcourt to Roberts. He'll walk it back in the front court. Anderson State in his 2-3 zone. Right side to Murray. High post to Warfield, and she throws it away.
Right now, the defensive pressure by the Bearcats is really getting to the young lady type.
I think what Collins did well early is when they got the ball at the high post, they drove the ball.
Yeah.
Now they're holding it, trying to throw it back out, and there's just nothing there. 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Aldridge, dribble handoff to Curran. Side back, step back three, good again. He's got 18 and on fire. And the lead now at 17, 32-15. Murray, right side, quick three. This off the back of the rim. And a foul on the rebound is going to go on Santasia King. And that'll put Casey Curran to the line for one and a bonus. Casey Curran with 5 threes here in the first quarter and a half. She's got 18.
She's making her last game here in this gym memorable.
Yes, she is.
It's like Kyle Keurig out here.
Free throw by Curran. Good.
Put the guy that. No, I didn't mean. Did last
Kyle
game at Freedom Hall.
No, Kyle Keurig, yeah.
Did last game at Freedom Hall. Then with this.
Yeah, against Syracuse. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Second free throw by Curran. This one also good. She now has 20. And that's only in 12 minutes of play. 34-15, Anderson leads it. Midway through the second quarter. Right side to Murray, right back to Roberts. Roberts just daring her to shoot the ball in the top of the key. Just won't pull the trigger. Gets it in the Renfrow. Just checked back in. Hannah misses the easy one. Rebounded by Rogers. Gets it off. Up to Curran. Or I should say to Rubel. And she'll throw it away. Stolen by Federley. Federley had Murray wide open. Couldn't see her. Gets it to Roberts instead. Floater in the lane. No good. And we're going to have a foul on the attempt. This will go on Sim. That'll be number two. Roberts to the line. Free throw no good by Michelle.
Right now, Collins desperate need a point, too. Well, think about it. When you go on those scoring drafts and you got Casey Kearns on the other end, you're not going to.
Yeah. Second free throw by Michelle. Yeah, this one is good. She's on the board, and Collins breaks a big scoring drought. They now trail 34-16, 3.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. turns front court. Now she's going to drive baseline. Step back, 15-footer on the baseline. This one no good. Rebounded by Harris. Harris gets it back to Aldridge. She'll line up a three wide open and almost banked it in. Rebounded inside. No good. Aldridge is driving it hard the other way. Forcing her way in and will try to drive it off to Renfro, but will be fouled before the pass. This foul will go on Aldridge, her first. Michelle Roberts will go to the line, shooting one and a bonus. Free throw up by Michelle Good. See, what I know it was the end of the last quarter. I still can't get over that charge call. That might be the worst call I've seen in a while.
I was thinking the same thing. Just for a little.
Second free throw by Michelle Good. I'd like to at halftime. They're taping the game for the Collins coaching staff right next to it. I'd like to rewind the tape to watch it again. I know it's got to be as bad as I think it is. 34-18.
Collins needs a couple stops here, try to get back in the game a little bit.
Rogers looking to drive. Step through, move. The basket, no good. Rebounded by Renfro. Gets it off to Federley. Olivia will slow it up. Hand back to Roberts. Michelle hands back to Federley. Anderson's played this 2-3 zone the entire game. Close it back to Roberts. I'd like to see Michelle just crank that one up one time. Livy trying to force her way in. Nowhere to go. She'll float it out to Murray. Back to Roberts straight away. High post to Renfro. Hanno drive in the middle. Knock it down and draw the foul. And that's the difference, Scott, is when Hannah's in there, that middle is open.
Yeah,
she takes it and drives it hard.
That's exactly right. Thing is, she has 3 fouls.
Yep.
Of course, Coach Pigman, earlier you had to, you know, you're
had
down
no choice,
14.
Yeah.
You had no choice.
Free throw up by Hannah. This one's short off the front. 34-20. Anderson leads it here. 2:15 to go here in the second quarter.
It's cornbread over there. Surely he's not calling
another
the
step back three. Finally missed one. Good box out by Renfro. Rips the rebound away from Harris. Roberts coming the other way. Michelle driving. Floater in the lane. No good. Rebounded. Actually knocks the rebound away right to Murray. Open for three. Good! Big three by Carson Murray. And a big change of events as Collins trying to fight back into this one. They've cut it down to 11. 34-23. Timeout Anderson County.
Here's Jeff. Good comeback there right there. Just nice play by Michelle Roberts. She missed the shot but didn't give up on the ball. Tipped the ball away and Carson... Alert enough to get catch the ball, not down a big three. Really, time Coach Pigman, I might try to get Hannah back out of the game here. But a minute, almost 2 minutes left to go. She's making a difference, but you just don't want to try to pick up that fourth foul in the first half. Now you kind of get yourself back in the game here. Need another stop. If you get two more stops, two more scores, then you go in halftime, you got a game.
They once trailed by 19. They battle back, got 8 off that lead, 34-23. And as mentioned, Collins really struggled against Anderson in the first two games. Scored 36 the first matchup, only 27 the second one. He's got 23 on the board here with 2 minutes to go in the first. Kearns takes a high ball screen. Looking to drive on Renfro. Kicks it out. Going to look to drive. Goes up. Partially blocked. Libby's got to grab that rebound. Luckily, Anderson County threw it away.
Way.
Right side Murray. She'll line up another three. Big shot. This one just short.
Man, looks right on.
Right on line. 1:25 to go. Kern steps into a three straight away. No good. Maybe she's finally cooling off. Rebound taken by Roberts. Michelle looking to drive baseline. Kick it out to Federley. Gets it to pulling. Whitney going to drive. Goes up and rolls it in. The most effective offense has been getting the ball at the free throw line and letting Poulin or Renfro drive it hard to the basket. And they've cut it down to a 9-point lead here, 34-25, 1 minute to go. And Carson bumps Aldridge out front and will send Aldridge to the line for one and a, might be two shots. Now we'll see if that's the 9th or 10th. It is the 9th foul, so Aldridge to the line, she'll shoot one and a bonus. Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Renfro. He'll be tempted here, Scott. This is good. Maybe think about taking one. I don't know if you can hold it for a minute. You kind of battle back into it. You don't want to see a run here by Anderson County.
They're not going to come out on. She can definitely sit up there and just dribble.
Michelle's Hill now dribbling, angling to the right side, gets it to Murray. Back to Roberts, 35 seconds to go. Feeds it down to Renfro. And I think she may have double dribbled with it. She did. Hey, Hannah wanted to make a move, then saw Federley kind of break into the basket.
I would take Hannah out right here. He's got to get her out of the game.
So we'll see if Anderson tries to go for one. 25 seconds to go. Alberts walks it up. Right side to Foley. Foley looking to drive on Federley. Goes up. Hits the ball off. Beside the backboard, picked up by Roberts. Michelle going to stop. 10-footer in the lane. Good! With 8 seconds to go. Inbounded to Rogers. She'll get it back to Alberts. 5 seconds. Right side. Foley open for three at the buzzer. No good. And Collins somehow, some way, is battled back. And Coach Pickman got to be thrilled to get into the half. Only trailing by seven. 34-27, Anderson leads it. You're listening to Lady Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.